The two white men were now stooping over the peg, the Negro man watching them. Then presently the man with the cane started straight away from the peg, carrying the end of the measuring line with him, the other end of which the man with the plaited queue held against the top of the peg. When the pirate captain had reached the end of the measuring line, he marked a cross upon the sand, and then again they measured out another stretch of space. So they measured a distance 5 times over, and then, from where Tom lay, he could see the man with the queue drive another peg just at the foot of a tall white sand dune, which stood sharp and clear against the night sky behind. As soon as the man with the plaited queue had driven the second peg into the ground, they began measuring again. Still measuring, they disappeared in another direction, which took them in behind the sand dune, where Tom no longer could see what they were doing. The Negro still sat by the chest where the two had left him. So bright was the moonlight that from where Tom lay he could see the glint of its beams twinkling in the whites of the Negro's eyeballs. Presently from behind the hill there came, for the third time, the sharp rapping sound of the mallet, driving still another peg. Then, after a while, the two pirates came from behind the sand dune into the space of moonlight again. They came direct to the spot where the chest lay. The white man and the black man, lifting it once more, walked away across open sand and on behind the edge of the hill, out of Tom's sight. Tom flees in terror. Tom Kist could no longer see what the pirates were doing, neither did he dare to cross over the open space of sand that now lay between them and him. He lay there wondering what they were about, and meantime the storm cloud was rising higher and higher above the horizon, with louder and louder mutterings of thunder. In the silence he could hear an occasional click, as of some iron implement, and he supposed that the pirates were burying the chest, though just where they were at work he could neither see nor tell.